15%.
Century are upon us. Not really, but the snow in Los Angeles makes people think about global warming. I'm not even in Los Angeles and there's snow around me.
I was so excited.
Or I could say, I could turn it around. Well, I'm in Los Angeles and I'm having the same weather as Boston. It is snowing on the farm at the moment. I'm back here for a couple of days. And then on Thursday, let's see, where will I be? Thursday in New York City, Friday and Saturday. At the Arnold. That's all they call it, the Arnold. Everybody knows what you're talking about. It's a big sports event. It started as a bodybuilding competition and now has grown into this big thing where there's like 46 different types of athletic endeavors. So it'll be interesting to pull all of that together and have some fun there, meeting the people that are participating. But the thing about Columbus, it's not that big a city. There are 200,000 hotel rooms in the greater Columbus area and 100... The fellow who's the organizer told me on Friday, so far, 189,400 people are registered to come see the event. So not a lot of those of you who are planning on going to Columbus or something this weekend, you probably ought to go to Cincinnati instead. There'll be a few more hotel rooms.
How many people actually wake up one day and go, hey, honey, let's hit Columbus this weekend?
Yeah, let's go to Columbus.
Columbus. Hello.
Columbus. All right, so that's one thing, or a couple of things going on. Continuing with the protesters in Libya and the situation there, which we may or may not have a clue on or to, I think still it is, it's on people's minds, but how do you have a conversation really about it? So there are the international community, it's America's fault, you know, the usual stuff that's going on. I'm not saying
one interesting conversation point on it is you listen to the reports in Egypt, and on the streets of Egypt, people are organizing the city themselves. People who just the other day who were fighting in the streets are now volunteering basically to be traffic cops, and donations are being taken to help pay the people that are just walking out and saying, what needs to be done? I'll do it.
Yeah.
Hey, what an amazing thing, man.
Well, the whole situation is so fluid, and there are so many different reasons for them to be upset and a lot of other people around the world to be upset. It is simplistic also when you come down to the nitty-gritty of why people are upset in this country. We have, thanks to the news media, once again, boiled this down to simplistic terms that are inaccurate. It isn't really about the unions. It's about campaign finance reform and how the unions and the non-union people have laid waste to the reality of your really being able to make a decision. There's too much union money in elections, and there's too much money from the John Birchers like the Koch family who want to influence elections on one side or the other. Leave it up to you and me. We'll figure it out. We don't need the people. And this is what gives business a bad name, frankly, the big business. Koch family, one of the largest privately owned concerns in our country, one of the wealthiest families in the country. And, yeah, their fingerprints are all over this, as George Soros's fingerprints are on the other side. The money, the millions and millions and millions of dollars coming in from wealthy individuals and corporations to influence your vote, it's absurd.
Mm-hmm.
And Washington and the founders and the people who did all that work on the Constitution, this isn't what they're all. They didn't envision, obviously, that's one of the problems, one of the reasons we have to have a constitutional convention to fix the Constitution is because they didn't really figure there was going to be this kind of wealth and this kind of influence. How would you have come to that conclusion back in the 1770s? You wouldn't have. So, anyway, this is an ongoing thing, not going to be shaken out quickly, but there are so many people who are so upset with lots of things for good reason. It makes this to be this time to be a very interesting time for us in our country, and the things that are going on in conversation radio. We had a poll on Friday, for example, which really was an improper poll, but the question was, are you in favor or against unions? which was a silly, if I'd have thought about it at the time, I would have had Richie change it. It's pretty silly. And that's not the issue. Because in terms of public sector versus private sector, the real issue is the public sector and the influence that comes from those who are in businesses that want to sort of influence the way the political world is. Yeah, might that affect unions and their ability to exist in the private sector? Maybe, maybe not. But there are two distinctions. Private sector unions, which I think are appropriate, not as effective as they used to be, because they don't need to be. You know, they'll wash away. The reason that America has become weaker in terms of competition around the world is because we pay our employees too much money. Sorry if you don't like that, but that's the reality. We have to pay, because of collective bargaining, more money than people who are willing to do the same job elsewhere are willing. They're willing to do it for less money. So the goods and services that are offered sometimes may be as good, maybe better, maybe worse. But we are in a less competitive state, and none of the politicians want to deal with that because it gets at the core, again, of their support from unions. The money goes around and around. It's like a couple of gerbils in a cage. Round and round and round it goes. And you know, so where do you stop it?
There's an analogy for you.
What, gerbils in a cage?
Yeah.
Yeah, one with an R and one with a D.
There you go.
They're running around.
Yeah, my habit trail. That's not a bad life, actually.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that.
Good for you, Richie. So anyway, that's that situation in a nutshell. So we have the Oscars from last night. How many people stayed up and watched?
I admit I'm tired.
You fell asleep at 10:30. I fell asleep at 11, and Jen stayed up for the whole
thing. I did.
Good for her. Our poll today, how many of the 10 movies that were up for Best Picture did you see? A, all 10. B, 7 or more. C, about half. D, a couple. E, one. F, none.
I'm E.
I saw 7, I think, of them.
I'm so disappointed. The one movie I go to see, the little girl, Haley, what's her face?
I wanted her to win.
I was surprised that Melissa Leo won because she turned off a lot of people.
And she accidentally cursed on stage, and she was so very fake when she won, and it was just.
She did nothing to impress me.
Yeah.
A big BSer. Anyway, but that was a good movie, and it got some good recognition. Christian Bale, that was an appropriate choice.
It just blows my mind to see him speak in his native tongue.
Right, yeah, listen to the Aussie.
He's like, bloody hell, mate.
Yeah. He lives around the corner. His home in America that he has is around the corner from where my place is in Santa Monica on the hill there. And it's just a little, kind of a cute little cottage.
He seems like a cool guy.
Once in a while, you see him walk out running when he's in town, that kind of stuff.
My tweet after seeing him accept his speech was, why is Batman talking funny?
Yeah. I know, that was funny.
800-510-8255. So in terms of your support, did you like the fact that King's Speech won the Best Picture? Colin Firth, or Colin, depending on your...
Colin.
It would be Colin. There's
Colin.
Only one colon in
your
the
attitude,
world.
Attitude, right.
Well, there's the not one
speech.
Colon in
right,
the
right.
world.
Natalie
well,
Portman for The Black Swan. Those were all predicted.
All
of these.
Predictable, yeah.
Once it got down to, then the only one that was, when you got to Best Supporting Actress, that was sort of a question. And then the Best Director, Best Animated Feature, that was easy. There wasn't as much. I thought the kids, Anne Hathaway is absolutely charming.
She is a joy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she
100%.
Did a really good
she was
job.
Really good.
Wonderful. Franco was okay.
Yeah.
But not
towards
his element.
At the end, he started to get a little funnier. I think he's really shy by nature.
Yeah, I think he is too. I didn't realize he was in a. He started off as an actor in a soap opera.
No, he didn't.
Oh,
he went to the
that,
soap right. opera now. Which is so weird about his career. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Usually people start in the soap
opera. He's in a soap opera now?
He's in General Hospital now. He has a recurring role.
Really?
He just decided it was something he wanted to do, so he did it.
Anyway, what I thought was interesting, I was watching on Saturday night as I fell asleep to the Spirit Awards, which are on the beach in Santa Monica. They put up a tent in a parking lot. The Spirit Awards, they always have them the same weekend. It honors independent films. Mm. It's all about independent films. And Vera Farmiga, she's the one. Yeah. What an attractive, sweet woman. I just watched it long enough for her to give a couple of awards. And the way she gave them, the way she just presented herself, she seems like such a wholesome. She's really the kind of woman that I really appreciate. Just kind of a neat, lady. But you saw a lot of the same faces in that crowd as you saw on Sunday night. And as far as the worst film of the, they always have the Razzies.
Yeah.
The Last Airbender was named worst picture.
It's based on a cartoon, and Sean has watched the cartoon a couple of times. It's about a kid, like a monk. Yeah. Type kid who can control wind, fire, all that stuff.
Yeah. Worst director, M. Night Shyamalan, for that. Worst screenplay, worst supporting actor.
Wow.
Let's see here. The worst eye-gouging use of 3D. That's a new award.
Which one got that?
That was the same one. All of them went The Last Airbender. And then
it was the big winner.
Sex and the City 2. Sarah Jessica Parker, Kim Cattrall, Kristen Davis, and Cynthia Nixon all shared Worst Actress Award. let's see here. Other winners, Ashton Kutcher, Worst Actor for Valentine's Day.
I loved that movie, really?
It was wonderful. It was a great movie,
The Razzies, come on.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the way it kind of shook out. And we're happy to have you here with us on Monday morning. Doug's Good Day with Jennifer and Rich at 18 after the hour.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If you have dark circles and under-eye bags, we have some exciting news. We want to celebrate selling our millionth jar of Hydralyze Advanced Under-Eye Cream, and we're giving away as many risk-free trials as we can in the next 24 hours. To take part in our Million Jar celebration, call 1-800-754-6806 in the next 24 hours to find out how you can try Hydralyze free for 30 days. The clinically proven ingredients in Hydralyze visibly erase dark circles and under-eye bags, whether they're due to stress, aging, fatigue, even your diet. It works so well, we've sold 1 million jars. Now we want to celebrate by letting you try it absolutely risk-free. All celebrations have to come to an end, so this radio offer will not last forever. If you suffer from dark under-eye circles and bags, this is your chance to visibly erase them risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of Hydralyze. If lines are busy, call again. That's 1-800-754-6806. 1-800-754-6806.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Call now.
Is this awesome or what?
Hey, I can't get you out of my mind.
Live performance of the Beatles from the year 1966, and actually on this date, February the 28th, last day of February by those standards that are always, except for a leap year, in effect at this moment, a famous cavern club in Liverpool closed because of financial difficulties. The Beatles started. They were there. It was their home for 3 or 4 years as far as performance is concerned. And then when they left, the place caved. End of the cave, or the cavern, if you will. Also, interesting things happening on this date, 1993 and 1995. Those years were not good, the first years of the Clinton administration. Black eyes. This is the anniversary of the federal agents shooting it out in Waco.
Oh.
And it didn't fare very well. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms killing all these people just to get a David Koresh, who they could have gotten at any morning of the week when he went out on his run after he listened to this radio program. 51 days wasted by the federal government. This is one of the
millions
most...
of
how many years ago did you say that was?
It was this date, 1993.
93.
One of the most... what an embarrassment. Stupid. It just... Clinton and Janet Reno looked so bad. So bad. It just gives you sort of a reference point as to how easily people forget about the realities. I mean, under most circumstances, if you'd have been able, if the politicians had been any good, who was running, who even ran for president in 1994? I'm trying to remember, and I don't even remember.
Ross Perot ran again.
Yeah.
And who ran again?
Yeah, but who was the Republican that ran? Nobody remembers.
Bush. Oh, no.
No.
It was Dole.
Dole? Yeah, Bob okay. Dole.
Right. Bob Dole. Very good. Bob Dole says, I'm not
so
going
that was
to
a waste of time. Also, another black eye for the Clinton era. Denver International Airport opening up on this date in 1995. Mm. This was the biggest can of worms, the most outrageous political payoff. The Pena family, Federico Pena, had been mayor of Denver, and Clinton got him, appointed him as the Secretary of Transportation. And right after he was appointed, it was announced that they needed a new airport in Denver. So the 30,000 acres that was purchased to build a new airport just coincidentally happened to belong to the, most of the land belonged to Pena's family. And for whatever the reason, like Harry Reid, the land that was used to build a road over the Hoover Dam, all of this bridge, kind of stuff. And the thing, never mind all of the corruption, it took them, they were supposed to open in 1994, excuse me, took them 16 months to figure out how to fix, and billions of dollars in budget overruns, billions of dollars. If you go to the airport, it's just another airport. It's kind of weird looking out in the middle of nowhere.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Meanwhile, the Stapleton Airport that was right downtown is a great airport. I had breakfast. Yeah, it was a great place. I mean, just another example of the malfeasance of government, and yet everybody forgot about it in 1996. And Bill Clinton, because he's smooth and charismatic and sort of carried the day like that, you know, he won the election. And that was the end of everybody thinking about all of this stuff, which was much more important than whether he had the hooch with Monica Lewinsky. Well, that was after the election in 96, wasn't it?
Yes.
When what year was that? 97? 98?
Let me look it up.
Somewhere in there? That's not important. Not that important.
No, now I'm curious.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm curious yellow. The union issue, we'll talk about that a little bit in the next half hour, and other things that are of interest and importance. Monday on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression. So a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Good Day program. Some people think this program's been around as long as radio.
And it has a little bit.
It's been around for a while.
Charlie Sheen is revolutionizing radio now.
Charlie Sheen. You know what? I'm getting to the point where I'm getting so over this. I was thinking last night when I was watching the Academy Awards and I saw Oprah again. I'm getting over her enough with the overexposure.
Yeah,
and Charlie Sheen, the same thing.
He's on GMA today. Tell his story.
Well, it's the same stuff over and over again. It's him
let me tell you something.
Ragging on CBS or ragging on the producer.
A snippet of the interview. Not only is he a jerk, man.
Yeah,
he's like, you know, do you think that you'll go back begging to them for your job? He goes, they're going to come back begging to me for their jobs.
This is the first sign. He's kind of
horrible. I mean, he looks gaunt. Yeah.
Well, he's lost his teeth, too, which is very strange.
Really?
Haven't you seen his teeth? They're all jacked up from drugs, I
think.
It's a sad end, but there's Les Moonves, who runs CBS, has sort of a reputation of saying, okay, when it's over, it's over. You clean it out. He says Sheen's fed up with the production house, Warner Brothers, and he doesn't like the guy who wrote the show and gave him. I mean, if it wasn't for this guy, Laurie, or whatever his name is, and that's another thing. All the folks who are all whooped up about whether or not Charlie Sheen is an anti-Semite because he made fun of this guy's, his real name is Chaim something or other.
Right.
I mean, haven't you got anything better to do with your time than wasted thinking about this kind of nonsense? It just it's a turnoff. To me it is anyway. Even though lots of people are talking about it, I suppose we have to make some acknowledgement. Two and a Half Men, that's a television show. This is television, folks. We're not talking about the guy who's president of the United States.
It's a train wreck, and people love to watch a train
wreck. Well, it's a shame.
It's like watching NASCAR.
Yeah.
Who's gonna hit the wall and turn three?
Is that why people watch NASCAR?
That's pretty much.
I'd like to think that we were better than
that. I would, too, but reality, brother.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rich.
Reality.
This is a reality radio program as opposed to reality TV. The reality is it's 24 minutes for the hour, and it's time we have 4 or 5 minutes for our 2020 pop quiz. The question is related to an expression, an English expression. You know what you feel when you're on cloud nine?
Yes.
Why is it someone who's feeling great on cloud nine. What is there about that expression?
Interesting.
800-510-8255. Rich is going to go right to Wikipedia to see if he can figure out where it comes from. The origins. So that is basically the question. If you figure it out, you get a ski prize if you want one. It's snowing here again. Snow is everywhere. And the snow will probably be good in some places for a couple more months. So help yourself to that or other Doug Steffen paraphernalia. Why is someone who is feeling great on cloud nine? 800-510-8255. It's almost something you can figure out if you have common sense. You can think about what it means to be on cloud nine, and therefore two and two makes four. I would give you that much of a hint. There's not a lot of heavy lifting there, okay? 800-510-8255, 800-510-TALK. Why is someone who's feeling great on cloud nine? What's that all about? Now, may I spend a minute with you? Take a deep breath, because these things always kind of become more controversial. And really, when we're dealing with problems, not much we can do about Libya except cheer on those who want to have freedom and get rid of this guy who's a no-good SOB. As usual, the political talk radio programs, left or right, are blaming whichever side they want to. That's nonsense. I would tell you, though, this union thing in Wisconsin, and it's growing to other states, the political hay that was made over the weekend on some of the Sunday morning talk programs on television really skirt the real issue. And so as I'm looking at some of the Facebook comments about unions,
at the Oscars last night, there were a lot of people speaking out for unions.
You heard a lot.
No, I didn't catch any of that.
No, yeah, Hollywood's a big union town. Mm. Los Angeles is a big union.
It doesn't matter. But if there's a big political story going on right around the Oscars, you're going to hear some opinions.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The bottom line here is, in terms of the reality, and we all have our realities. If you belong to a union, you think one way, maybe. If you have belonged to unions, I've said many times, there have been four or five different unions over the years that I've belonged to. And I didn't join them because I wanted to. I joined them because I had to. And I resented it, frankly. I don't think people should have to join unions if they don't want to. There are those who say, well, if you don't join, you're still getting the benefits of their collective bargaining. I guess that's true. But I've always felt that I could better represent myself than some large group. Having said that, I was the union rep in the school where I taught for 3 years, mostly because...
What did you do when you disagreed with what the union did? That would be my problem.
I made it clear that I didn't agree.
But then it doesn't even no good because you're still having to follow the rules.
Well, in Massachusetts, it's not a right to work state. You have to. If I'm a teacher, I have to join the union. That's it. And and that shouldn't be the case. The union shouldn't have so much sway that you are required in a free country to spend money for something that you don't want to. And the argument comes back, well, if it weren't for the unions, you wouldn't be getting paid, and don't you think you ought to pay your fair share? That's an argument that goes around and around and around, and where it stops, nobody knows. At the moment, and frankly, this goes back to my years, and that's why I was a little annoyed with our poll on Friday, because it just asks a question that's pretty much irrelevant. And a lot of people are missing this in the discussion because you hear a lot of the callers to certain talk radio programs saying, oh, yeah, bust the unions. No. Or, yeah, rah-rah unions. Unions in the private sector are one thing. Unions in the public sector are another thing. You have a right to work. If you don't want to work at General Motors, you don't have to belong to the union. That's your decision. If you want to be a teacher, you have no choice but to join the union. If you want to work in many different circumstances in government, you have no choice. You are told you must join the union. And in terms of collective bargaining and what the union brings to the table or it doesn't bring to the table, this is about people who are able to, through their connections, raise money. You go to the union members. This is how the vicious circle works. You go to the union members and say, okay, we have a political action committee. We need you to give $10 a month to it. And so the union guys say, well, either yes or no. And more often than not, you'll say yes because you want to get along. and you kick that money in, and then that money goes to support a candidate that you may or may not support on your own. But still, the voice has been heard, and this has been why, in terms of teachers, there isn't any real gain being made on fixing the problems with teachers, because they are too powerful politically. They influence the elections too much, so that you'll never get it fixed until you take the money out of the election cycle, all of it. No more money. And to do that, you're going to have a constitutional convention. And between now and then, the country's going to continue to go down into the toilet, because all these people who are supporting these candidates that support them because it's in their interest, the politician's interest, to support them. Hello, you have 100% pension after you've worked for the state for 30 years, and then you live another 40 years, so you make more than twice as much money in your lifetime just because you could retire at the age of 50 because some jerk who is in a seat of power politically doesn't have the balsam to say no, we're not going to do that. And now look what's happening. Everybody has to say no because it's so out of control. I mean, the fact that the state of California, the $25 billion is in the hole, I think $24 billion of that are pension and medical requirements, because A, the illegals are getting all the medical attention, and B, the pensioners have been ripping off the system there because the politicians say, oh, yeah, we'll take care of you, because they supported that politician running for office.
Where does it stop?
Yep.
It's around and around and around, and nobody's addressing that issue. We have these foolish demonstrations. Oh, we got to save the unions. What are you talking about? There's nothing. The unions, in terms of the private sector, there's nothing that is challenging them except the ability that we have to compete in the international stage. And the reason that we aren't competing anymore, all these people say, oh, the jobs are going off to Mexico. We're going to stop that. The way you stop it is to pay people less, sadly. That's part of the reality of international trade and globalism. But nobody thinks that through either. So there it is, folks. The fix for the problem. Listen to your Uncle Dougie, and he'll take care of all the things that are troubling you. Just leave it to me. I'll take care of them. Everything.
Every single one.
Erectile dysfunction not included, Rich. I can't do anything about it.
I don't need help there. Thank
you. All right. That's too much information. Why is someone who is feeling great on cloud nine? The answer to that question coming up here on Good Day. In the meantime, how are you fixed for blades? That's not really a...
What?
Well, you know, the old... Don't you remember that old expression? I think it was the Gillette commercial.
Yeah, I think
you're
right.
Don't you remember that? The Gillette commercial, how you fix your blades. Actually, I want to talk to you about your face and your skin. How is it looking? How are you feeling about your face and your skin? This morning, take 2 minutes. Wash off your face. Apply Tautinol, this antioxidant cream that I've been talking about a long time. And then through the day, your face will be protected. It's good stuff. And at night, again, wash your face. I'm doing it now, Richie. See? I'm washing off my face. And then, before you go to bed, you do what all of the big Hollywood stars do. No, I'm not. You don't go to the plastic surgeon.
Night skin.
You notice I mentioned Reese Witherspoon the other day, how good she looked last night.
She was running
around. She's so cute.
And Halle Berry. She's using this kind of stuff. They don't want wrinkles. Nobody wants wrinkles. The latest way to fix, no matter what your age, those wrinkles is to apply night skin at night. Moisturizer, all kinds of good things. Your face will look awake the next morning. One of the big issues, lines around your lips and lines under your eyes and the forehead and all that other stuff. You apply this stuff every night religiously. And you will be, you really will be way ahead of the game. Now, Night Skin's available. New Vitality is the producer. They make both Tautinol and Night Skin. You get them both by calling 800-607-7078. Am I making a convincing argument for this?
Sure.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
You want to look younger, right?
I do.
You don't want to have to spend a lot of money.
And my skin's been really dry because of all the heat lately.
Right. You got the heat on because it's cold outside in California, everywhere else. And that's one of the things about wintertime. Thank you for bringing that up. We really do need to pay more attention to our skin in the night and the day. In the summertime, it's one thing to make sure that your face is protected from the rays of the sun and the wind and all that other stuff. But it happens if you're a skier or you're outside a lot in the winter, too. Tautinol is the best thing around for daytime protection. And you get that by calling 800-607-7078. Special deals and free bottles and all of that stuff. And then Night Skin reduces the appearance of wrinkles. You don't go to the supermarket, get that gimmicky cream. You pay shipping and handling. Try Night Skin free. You'll be a convert once you get these two products to work on your face. This is stuff that's, by the way, put together by a board-certified plastic surgeon who was tired of seeing all of his patients come to him and say, I need this, I need that. And he said, well, maybe you ought to try this instead of me chopping you up. So Night Skin at night, 800-607-7078. Get your free bottle there. And Tautinol in the daytime, same place, 800-607-7078.
Do you have plenty? How are you fixed for Blaze?
I'll take a look. By Jove, you know, I thought I had enough.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Are you a dipper or a squeezer? It's time to find out. Heinz Dip and Squeeze Ketchup, the innovative new ketchup package that allows for both dipping and squeezing, is now available in Chick-fil-A restaurants nationwide. To celebrate, Friday, March 4th, 2011, is being declared Free Friday at Chick-fil-A. Ketchup lovers who ask for Heinz Dip and Squeeze Ketchup at all restaurants on March 4th between the hours of 2 and 4 p.m. local time will receive a free medium order of Chick-fil-A waffle potato fries. Limit one per customer. The new Dip and Squeeze package holds three times as much Heinz ketchup as the traditional packet to make meals more convenient and less messy. For more information on Free Friday, visit the Heinz Ketchup and Chick-fil-A Facebook pages. To find a Chick-fil-A restaurant near you, visit Chick-fil-A.com or the restaurant locator on HeinzKetchup.com.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
800-510-8255. Nobody has the right answer to this. The answer, why do you use the expression, I'm feeling great, I'm on cloud nine? Types of clouds are numbered according to the altitude they attain, with nine being the highest cloud.
Cool.
If somebody is said to be on cloud nine, the person is floating well above usual worldly cares, etc. That is the answer to the question.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
At Doug Stephan, StePhan.com. Get the complete list of Oscar winners, some of the neat moments. There were neat moments, and most of them were backstage. The best backstage. Many of the moments are best when you know. Opening everything up is so much now, not much left to the imagination, but it is kind of cool to see how some of these people react to some of the things that happened to them. Very, very, I thought some of the secondary prize or award winners were kind of neat because they weren't what you would expect. And that's what you want. You want something that's interesting and not predictable. We also have a study on sleep and how much you really need.
Ugh.
A very interesting and provocative study. You ought to check it out. Especially if you don't rest well.
It's depressing.
Yeah, it can be. The people that don't have enough sleep. I got one guy who works for me on the farm here who hasn't slept well for a month. He worries about what he has to do. There's just so much to do, and he can't get himself to sleep. That kind of stuff. I understand that, but you got to somehow or other turn it off. You've got to figure out how to turn it off. So we'll deal with that. The social networking sites for children, Disney has a new one called Togetherville. Anybody know anything about that?
No.
Another, children
Pass.
Need, yeah,
Pass.
Exactly. So this is another way, Disney, all these people, oh, Disneyland, these people are in business not to make you feel good, not to have your families come together, but to make money. That's their whole M.O. And I think once you understand that, it's fine. You can go to Disneyland and have
they
fun.
They use Facebook to validate your identity.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the parents sign up using their Facebook ID, but their kids never actually enter Facebook. It's just a verification of who you are.
Yeah. So that's there's a lot of rot connected to that.
Our
video of the day at DougStephan.com today, watch what happens when some engineers get a water slide and a kiddie pool. Wait till you see this. This guy, it just is hysterical. Up in the air, I'd give you that much of a hint. It's something you need to see. It's really very clever. And the fact the guy hits the mark is even more amazing. Really amazing. Our poll today has to do with the movies that you saw. Speaking of technology, it's our time to visit with Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor. Are you looking for the best way to improve your digital photography online? You know what? I got to make sure I have my camera with me when I go out there this week, Rich. Let me forget the camera. All right? Got to have pictures to come back. Alex Goldfain, anyway, is going to tell you how to improve your digital photography online. That's next on Good Day.
Hi, it's Alex Goldfinger, technology tailor, and there's a new online backup service you need to know about. It's called My Media. It'll back up your photos, music, videos, and documents safely and securely to its web servers. You can access your data from any computer or iPhone whenever you want. If you have a lot of information to back up, My Media will send you a USB hard drive they call the shuttle drive. Load your files onto the encrypted drive, send it to My Media, and they'll put all of your files into your account. No long uploads. Go to mimedia.com to try it for free. That's mimedia.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Serious photography has become a real hobby for me lately. I've become so interested in learning things like aperture and shutter speed and their effects on photos, I've been taking an online class recently, and it's been an absolutely excellent experience. My class is through the Perfect Picture School of Photography. Now, a number of classes, including mine, are led by Brian Peterson. He's the author of what may be the most popular modern book on serious photography. It's called Understanding Exposure. I read the book, then I signed up for the class. Classes run 4 or 8 weeks. 4-week courses cost $200, and 8-week classes run $400. Each week there's a written and video lesson to digest. Then you go take pictures. You apply the concepts, you upload the photos to your class site, and Brian Peterson himself critiques your pictures. There's also an active message board for general photography Q&A. All in all, a fabulous experience. Go to ppsop.com. That's for Perfect Picture School of Photography. ppsop.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Interesting new iTunes app, iPhone app that helps you connect with people who are watching the television show that you're watching at the moment, connecting as friends. It's got